Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to welcome Susan Castriota, and she has written the book, Wilson Gets Adopted. Welcome, Susan.
Hello, Michelle. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. Your book is called Wilson Gets Adopted.
Yes.
And not only did you write it, but you also did all of the illustrations.
Yes, I'm an illustrator.
And the book is gorgeous, by the way.
Thank you.
Now, this is a children's book for all the listeners out there. And besides, you know, a beautiful book and a nice story, there's a great underlining message for children. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about the book itself?
Yes. I adopted Wilson. Wilson is my third dog. And I was looking for a dog to be compatible with my two Havanese dogs. And I started going on PetFinder.com. And I was pretty much set on a poodle mix. And this little guy came up named Wilson. And when I went to the Humane Society to adopt Wilson, I found out a little bit of history about Wilson that his previous owner had died. That's all I knew at the time. When I brought Wilson home, he started to display the kennel cough, and turned out he had kennel cough so severe that it was resistant to most antibiotics, and then he also had pneumonia. So about 2 months into this of nursing Wilson, he got better, and I started thinking, well, maybe I could find out more about Wilson and his history to find out why he was so sick. And I did a little investigating and found out that Wilson's original owner, John, was a heavy smoker, and he died. And he left two little dogs, Peaches and Wilson, for no one to care for. So they were taken by a high-kill shelter or a pound. And then the shelter that I got Wilson in actually rescued Peaches and Wilson from the kill shelter. So that's how I started thinking this might make a great little story, a story to tell about Wilson having so many health issues due to having an owner that was a heavy smoker. So that was my inspiration.
That's great inspiration. And were you looking for a shelter for adoption, or were you just looking anywhere for adoption? How did you decide on
a shelter? I wanted to go to a shelter because I'm active in the shelters in my area, and I really believe that it's a great thing to adopt a dog. And I really was not in the mood to get a puppy. I didn't want to do that anymore. I still don't. Next time I get a dog, and actually we just adopted another one, it'll be a mature dog or an older dog. Wilson was 4 years old when I got him. And so I think it's a great idea, I mean, for me, but I think a great idea for a lot of people to, if they're looking for a dog, go on to a website similar to Pet Finder or Pet Finder, and you put in the type of dog you want. And there are dogs that are being fostered. There are dogs in shelters. There are a lot of dogs that are just in need of a home.
I'm a huge fan of shelters. All of my dogs have been from shelters. Also a huge fan of mixed breeds because that's just what I like. But you're right, there's all kinds of dogs out there. We even have a show about pet adoption, and that focuses on different dogs all over the country for pet adoption. There's a lot of dogs out there, and cats.
Oh, absolutely. And we actually just adopted another dog. I was doing a signing at the Humane Society, and my daughter fell in love with this dog. And he was a six-month-old Australian cattle dog. And there are purebreds. Maybe even 25% of the dogs in the shelters, they say, are purebred dogs. So if people were only looking for a purebred, they still can find one in a shelter.
So there seems to be an underlining message, I think, in the Wilson Gets Adopted. But as, of course, you're the author, is there an underlining message, and what is it?
Well, I guess one of the messages is to teach kids about the secondhand smoke issue. Another is about pet adoption. And there's a little bit of information in there or story about volunteering, which is also important for children. And when I speak to kids at schools, they are already aware of the secondhand smoke issue. That's something that they're very familiar with. And or maybe they have a grandparent or a neighbor or somebody that smokes and they have a pet. And maybe this is a good opportunity for them to say something to them, because there are smokers out there that don't know that their smoking can affect their pets. Maybe they know it affects people, but they might not know that secondhand smoke affects pets. And it's not just dogs. It's dogs, cats, birds. I mean, they're just like we are in that respect. So I think it's a nice message for children, and the kids seem to enjoy the book.
It's a nice message, too, for kids and parents about the secondhand smoking. And maybe in a way for children to teach their smoking parents or grandparents or something that maybe it's time to quit.
Right. If maybe they're, I mean, I was talking to somebody that read the book, and she works with people who are trying to quit smoking, and she had one lady that did not quit for her husband, but the woman found out that it was harmful to her dog, and then she decided to quit. So the poor husband in that instance, but at least she decided to quit. Maybe not to even quit, maybe just to say, go outside and have a cigarette. Don't smoke around your pet.
Well, it's a great lesson that's in the book. There's a coloring contest I've heard about called Butts Out for Wilson. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, well, I just thought it would be something for the kids to get involved in. And I thought about, of course, Butts Out for Wilson just came to my mind. And it's a coloring contest available on Wilson's website, which is wilsongetsadopted.com. And it's for children 4 to 12 years old. And there we do have prizes listed. And they can go online and download the actual entry and the rules. And the entries are going to be listed, or they're going to be shown on Facebook. So the kids, with their parents' permission, of course, are going to be able to go online to actually see the entries, and they'll be able to see their entry online. And so, I mean, it's fun to get kids involved in the Wilson Butts Out for Wilson campaign, and it's also teaching them, once again, about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
You mentioned wilsongetsadopted.com. Is that where people can order the book, or they're available in certain bookstores? How can people get Wilson Gets Adopted?
Right now, it is available on wilsongetsadopted.com, and soon it's going to be available on Barnes & Noble online. And right now, I'm working on a couple of other online bookstores.
Wilson Gets Adopted, is that the first in a series?
Yes. That's the first book, and right now I'm working on book number 2, which is Wilson Learns Manners. And just like Wilson had to learn manners when he came into my home, Wilson is going to teach children manners too. And I just thought that was an important issue today. And then the third book I just started working on, that is a fiction book about Wilson going to China. A friend of mine lived in China, and she brought home a dog from a shelter in China. And so we thought it might make a really cute story if Wilson and Don Don went to China and rescued some dogs and brought them back. So that's book number 3, which is in the work right now.
That's so cute. So how does Wilson feel being the star of a book series?
He loves it. He did a TV show, and he was a regal little guy. He's so handsome, and he just sat there, and he loved all of the attention. And he likes the attention. Usually while I'm, you know, doing my sketching or something, Wilson has to be on my lap. He's your typical lap dog. And but he does like the attention, and he's just a cute. He's a cute guy. He's absolutely adorable. I am so lucky to have found him.
I wonder sometimes if we find the dogs or if they find us, because for me, both my dogs, they're just a perfect match. You know, it was.
Yeah,
just...
I know. I wonder about that, too, because I actually, when I first saw Wilson, he was so tiny. He was only 7 pounds, and my other two dogs are around 11 pounds, and I thought, oh, my gosh, he's just going to be too small for my other dogs, and it was because he was so sick. And then when he was nursed back to health, he's 11 pounds, and he's just like my other two. So he fit right in. And he's just a happy guy now. He's really happy, and he likes to run around the yard and breathe fresh air.
Well, it's nice. You know, he went through some turmoil. He didn't have a great, you know, I'm sure his owner was loving, but it wasn't a great household because of the secondhand smoke. Now he's, look, star of a book series. He's in a clean house. He has some brothers and sisters to play with. I don't know the sex of your other dogs, but there, you know, he has a whole group of, you know, friends right there. He has siblings, and what a great turnaround.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great. And he goes on walks now, and I'm sure before he was confined to an apartment, you know, with a person in a wheelchair. So he didn't really get to go out, and of course, being confined in the house made the smoke issue even worse. But he's a happy little guy, and he's very adaptable to you know, whatever situation now that we put him in. But he's a happy guy, and he's really happy to be out of a shelter. You know, I mean, that's difficult on a puppy, but it's really difficult on a mature dog to be confined in a little cage when they've never known that.
So just to make sure our listeners are aware, they can find out more about Wilson, and maybe can they find out about you as well on WilsonGetsAdopted.com?
Sure, yeah. There's some information, and we've got a little stuffed animal that goes with the book if people are interested in that. There's also a song written by myself and a student at Carnegie Mellon University that's also online. The kids love the song. And then, of course, you can always visit Wilson Gets Adopted Facebook, and that gives a little bit of a daily update on what's going on in the Wilson world.
Great. Thanks so much, Susan, for coming on Best Bets for Pets. Thanks to my listeners for taking time to listen to the show. And thanks to Mark Winter for doing a great job at producing Best Bets for Pets. Listeners, if you have questions or comments, you could send them to Michelle at PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.